Turned out good. They were worried.
Yes.
We're going to call this meeting to order. Stansbury Park Improvement District, December 16, 2025. Time is 4:08. First item on the agenda is item number two. Randy Salt, Bates Canyon Road Parcels Request and Possible Approval for Future Service to Receive Water and Sewer Services or Service for the two existing houses and two future dwelling units for a total of four connections. Randy is here in attendance, and Brett, do you want to remind us a little bit on that, what's going on there?
There is a Sunset and Majestic View subdivision that's going in on the east side of our wells, number one and two. And there is a proposed water and sewer line to serve those developments going up along east on Bates Canyon Road. Randy's house and his requests are on the south side of Bates Canyon Road, which would be fronting the water and sewer lines. And so, Randy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but right now he doesn't have any intentions of connecting immediately, but at some point in the future. Okay. And so he's requesting to receive approval for those connections. Is that right, Randy?
That's correct, yeah.
So when they're running the lines, they just put stubs into his property, and he pays for those stub ends, and then so it's no cost to the developer?
Correct.
And no cost to Stansbury.
Correct.
Okay. What size is your parcel?
Excuse me?
How many acres?
5 acres, yeah.
So my understanding is, right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he has a 5 acre parcel, and Ertis City's requirements now, they allow one dwelling unit on 5 acres, or do they allow more than one dwelling unit in addition to your house?
No, you can get more than one dwelling. Shannon Lawson just got another dwelling on his property.
Which is two on his property,
which
right?
Which is two on his property.
And you already have two on yours.
And I have two on mine. But you never know when that's going to change down the future. So I guess I'm looking into the future and hopefully making the right decision as to having other connections so that I could possibly have a place for my children.
And that would be contingent on Ertis City giving you approval to allow
yes.
have additional
yes, that's homes correct.
On the property.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions? Any concerns, worries?
The line that's being ran, does it have an excess capacity for?
There should be. How many connections is allowed on an 8-inch line?
Three. What's the slope?
Water line or sewer?
Sewer.
Depends on the slope. Maybe 200 to 300 if you
three.
Want to play it.
Around 300.
You get your base coming out almost like 5.
Coming off the hill.
At 0.5%, you're around 300.
300 to 350.
And how many connections does Sunset Majestic View have total in phase
120,
one and two?
120 total.
Phase one and two. So it sounds like there's ample capacity there. I know we've.
Yeah. Yeah. And if he doesn't, he'll have to come back. And
I know we've talked about annexation of like onesie twosies. It seems to be expensive for the people. And I don't know, like Craig Smith came in and wanted to annex in because of the lower water rates and things like that. We haven't talked about annexing into SPID boundaries. And I don't know if, in my mind right now, it's kind of a juggling act whether we do it or not just because of the expense, and I don't know that it's that much of a benefit, but.
But he could weigh that out when he decides to tie in if we allow him to do the laterals now, right?
But
it doesn't have to be something to pull
the
trigger on now, or how does that work?
I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. So one thing that we could do is if annexation isn't required, at least in the development agreement or the agreement that we sign, if we ever require it in the future, they would agree to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I don't...
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That would be one solution or one option to...
The only other bad thing about not annexing for the land members, you know, you can't run for the board and you don't get a vote on board members if you're not in the district. So if you're a landowner and you want to save and how things should be run, you got to annex.
Right.
Yeah.
And one other thing that is... At least a portion of that system is at the developer's expense, and so impact fees will be not exactly the impact fees at the time. That may have to be figured out. There will be a sewer treatment impact fee, and that will be separated, but water, so...
Well, I just discussed with Randy that he's got to pay the fees when he decides to pay.
Right.
But where those fees go to is not cut and dry.
Yeah.
It's all in
there. I see.
I guess another thing is that my question to Joe is, if and when it comes in, does it go up Bates Canyon and down Hiding Lane? And
I imagine right now the way it's going that way. There's not really another alternative.
And like Brett said, it may or may not be soon. It might be in the future when, say, one of my systems fail. You know, then that's the time I'll have to hit that head on. I'll have to decide, you know, right there. So.
Are we talking just sewer or water?
Both. Water and sewer. He's asking for both.
Okay, so. Because I'm not picturing it in my mind, is he in the right pressure zone? Is he okay?
He's below wells 1 and 2.
Well, it's below 1.
He's across the street from Mike Jensen's parcel, the substation on Bates Canyon Road.
So he would connect to our pressure zone, not okay. All right.
He's in the current pressure zone.
Okay. Then I can scratch my previous comments.
I'll entertain a motion.
I motion to approve Randy Salt's proposed connection for future service for water and sewer for the two existing homes and two future dwellings for just laterals to be placed for sewer and water.
We need to add anything to that as far as the future.
Do you want to?
Annexation
stuff, work out details on annexation in the motion. I don't know.
And include Randy Salt's his commitment to annex into Stansbury Park Improvement District's boundary when connecting.
Connecting in the future. Have a motion. Take a second.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah. So everybody's yes on that, Cameron. Motion passes. Item number 3 on the agenda, Joe White's request for water service to a 40-acre cleft parcel for commercial development on SR 36 in Lake Point. Joe, do you want to address us on that?
Yeah, this is the piece. It's east of where the Lake Point sewer lagoons are, so I don't know if it's worth anything right now. It's terrible down there. However, we've exhausted our efforts with Chris to hook this up. It has has Lake Point sewer connections to it, but no water. And I know that there's the 6-inch water line that runs, goes across from the storage units down that road. And I propose that we could help solve that water problem by redoing the line from on that east side down to our property, and then eventually we could have another tie-in with Chris at Sunset.
How far away is this from Sunset, Joe?
You got Holiday Oil, then there's about another 400 feet probably before you get to that corner. So we might be 800.
Are we 1,000 feet from our corner from the current connection? Does that sound about right?
Or it goes under the road from the storage unit?
Well, it goes under the road, but there's a connection between SPID and Ochre Mountain Water Company there.
On Mountain View?
On Polk Canyon.
No, we have another one further down. But we
did that's at Holiday Oil.
Yeah. So we're 1,000 feet from that. So the reason I'm asking that question.
1,000 feet south?
Yeah. The reason I'm asking that question. What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Is that the 12-inch line, I believe it's 12, stops at the storage units, which you just said, goes under the road as 6-inch, and then comes across Moores, comes across Clough, and goes all the way down to Sunset at 6-inch.
Yeah.
We'll be 1,000 feet short of connecting into, I think it's 10-inch, Chris's right there. Is that where we did that connection?
I think so.
And is that where we'd stop at that interconnect and be done? Or do we still keep going from there?
It's all 6-inch.
It's all 6-inch and keeps going all the way, and we're still connected to Saltair.
Yes.
I am not proposing we fix that.
No. I'm just trying to picture all of it in my head of what it really looks like. That's.
So we're six inch under the road?
It's 12 inch underneath.
It is.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
so it's 12 inch to the east side of SR36.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That makes me feel better.
That's good.
Yeah.
I thought the line that we had break after the earthquake was a
6-inch. So that one's a 6-inch at the point of the mountain. The storage unit line is 12.
Is 12 inch. Okay.
Okay.
So does it go 12 at all going north?
No.
Like down towards the mountain? So it's all 6-inch. So we'd have to replace that to the north side of our property. But it helps us. It's going to be commercial. It's not heavy use. You know, it's not going to be crazy use. But it does help solve that 6-inch line.
Up to that point, yeah.
What size buildings do you think?
I don't know.
You know what type of commercial you're going after?
Well, it's not industrial. We don't have industrial zone. It's general commercial.
It's commercial.
Yeah, it's general commercial, so.
Do you have access yet there?
We have a right in, right out.
Okay.
I'm just asking because that's a long run of single 12-inch pipe, which might be equivalent to a 10-inch pipe for your fire flow, and if you're going to build commercial buildings, you probably want something more than 1,500 gallons a minute, but I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I can talk to Buck. We can keep the 6-inch hooked up. But
I mean, if you're looped in to Chris on a 12-inch line, there's probably not a lot of concern there, but for emergency,
right,
like for fire flow. But a single feed 12-inch, you'd have to make sure.
So it's at the same. Maybe we have to go for fire flow. We have to go all the way to the intersection.
You may have to.
I'm just pointing out that your fire flow is going to be your pinch point.
I see what you're saying, and it may be worthwhile to do it anyway to have water. It's beneficial to us for sure. I think getting rid of that 6-inch line, any of that 6-inch line, you can as much of it as you can is probably beneficial to SPID.
Brett, what are your concerns, worries, or how do you feel about it?
Well, Lake Point came to us a couple months ago, city, and asked us about water. My position would be to drill a well and build a water tank, and then we could serve. Or the other option is, I'm pretty sure Lake Point Improvement District also has water in their charter. And Erta City could get involved and help fund the commercial development because they're going to be receiving the taxes.
Lake Point City?
Not Erta City.
Sorry.
Lake Point.
Did I say Erta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty far away.
Lake Point.
Okay.
But I wouldn't have any interest trying to collect impact fees and pay for future development by drilling wells and building tanks. That's my thought.
Would you have to, I mean, why would we drill wells here on the 40 acres?
Not there. I think Brett's just saying in general, oh. Lake Point has...
Oh, came to him and asked about that. Okay.
Has an ability to not have to be at Chris's mercy in some ways, right? I mean, that's why I'm taking it. And
well, they don't have water rights either. That's the problem that they have. Or, yeah. I mean, these guys all want to become cities, but they can't. They're teenagers.
Right. But do Clefts have water rights?
Yeah, we do.
Can I ask a question to the board about the wholesale agreement on sewer? Does that apply to for out of district on water? Is that irrelevant here, or in other words, to provide service outside of the district to have a public entity it enters into an agreement with?
Well, I don't know that we mind annexing into the SPID boundaries.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is annexation okay for water? On sewer, it's a the district for out of district service enters into an agreement with another public entity.
But we're not asking for sewer from you.
I know. I'm asked the thing I'm asking is does the same thing apply to water as you have established for sewer? Is all I'm asking.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
It may not. But
just thinking out loud in my mind, and Brett, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this assumption or even just the consideration of it. I personally like the idea of having the 12-inch line all the way connected to the interconnect, because at some point, Saltaire is going to be done, and then we can cut it off at that interconnect. I'd be done with it. And then we have good flow each direction, and we can help serve better, and they can help serve us better through that 12-inch line versus a small 6-inch line. And I know we have the other one in Pole Canyon, but it's just another location that's more robust than just a small 6-inch line.
So, well, when Saltaire exits, we still need to have water available to the very...
Flying J?
The houses past Flying J towards the point of the mountain. There.
Okay.
Down like the Dukes?
The old Chevron station or whatever it was, that's Dukes. Still...
That's still serviced by it too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. But the 12-inch line's better than the 6-inch line in my mind. Yeah, that's why I'm saying that to me, we're getting it to a point where it's like, this is...
Yeah. Any chunk we can upgrade to a new line and a bigger line?
That's how I'm viewing it in my mind, and maybe it's not, but then...
But again... He can't be held liable for stuff that doesn't benefit him.
Understood.
Yeah, I guess. But this doesn't affect us on our treatment side. That's been our major concern is the wastewater treatment. So he's already got that with.
And you're right. He can't be held liable for what doesn't apply to him. But if they come back and say the structures that we want to build need 2,150 gallons a minute for fire flow, and the only way to do it is to run the 12-inch line, then it does benefit them and... It benefits. Anyway,
so is the property up against Flying or Holiday Oil?
It's up. No, there's another piece in between that Chris owns. So I can talk to Chris, and we could probably make a cost sharing agreement to get to that, to get to his interconnect.
Because that's right. It's on the northwest corner of Holiday, isn't it? Isn't that where the interconnect sits?
Yes. Yeah, it's right on there. Property.
But he'll have to bring, UDOT's going to make him bring that frontage room.
It might not be on the northwest. I think it's
in there somewhere.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Right in the middle for it. But
it's about 100 feet.
Yeah, we'll make him come over to us. And
this way at the end.
And I think our right, I think we can get a right in, right out there.
But what I'm saying makes sense, right? I mean, it just, if they need it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's good.
How many... I know you probably can't answer this, but I mean, what's the, it's 50, what, how many is
40,
it?
40 acres.
40 acres.
And if you break it into 3-acre lots, you got 10 lots.
25% developed. I'm just trying to get an idea of how many ERCs that's going to be.
I mean, for us, we won't be interested in a semi-truck wash, you know, we'll want.
Yeah,
I see more of the flex space stuff.
So 10 acres of floor space.
10 acres of ground, you're talking about?
That's 25% if you build it
up. Oh, more than your staff.
That's 10 acres of building space at 0.1 gallons per day per square foot. Is that correct?
So you're 430,000, suppose it, 43 acres.
I mean, those types of things can be fleshed out in the study if the board feels like they want to. There's no decision on the agenda for today. It's just for discussion purposes because we're not prepared to give you
an answer,
information.
Well, I'm not around much longer, Joe, but my opinion is we're fine with the development side of it. We just don't want to incur the costs that shouldn't belong to us.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I would say. So.
Are you having another meeting this month?
Yeah. my thoughts are is it's, if we can upsize that to a new line and a larger line, that helps us move water around better and a line we don't have to repair.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win.
So,
did you figure out?
Yeah. Or something, roughly.
Okay.
Do we need to do a motion to table this till next time or anything like that?
There's no action item. Yeah, it's just discussion.
So I would say this will carry on discussion with the next few boards or next few months, probably for you to look at and talk to the boards. But so, item number four is Joe White's request for water and sewer for a 51-acre lot on Wayland's parcel off of Church Road or on Church Road.
So this property is owned by Michelle Wayland's trust, and SPIT acquired a well on this property, I don't know when, 2017?
Sounds right.
In 2017, and she sold them a 1-acre well site with an easement to attach, and I think it hooks into the other well and some different things. I'm doing a project for her on the east side, and on Sunset, and when she wanted this side done, and I told her she needed to, and we had talked about, you know, doing 1-acre lots there, that's the zoning on it. Well, as we went and did our due diligence at the health department, and I'll read the letter, she wrote a letter, but they pretty much said you can't build 1-acre lots because it's got SPIDs protection zones on it, and you can't put anything less than a 5-acre lot. So if you do septics, you can't do anything less than 5 acres. And she was pretty hot at me, and I'm like, look, I don't have anything to do with it. I didn't sell the property to you. You know, she said it was never disclosed to me that I had these things. So this is the letter she wrote. She just didn't want to come. Dear sirs, Stansbury Park Improvement Board of Trustees, several years ago, the Carol Janice Wayland Trust sold SPID at a 1-acre well site on property they own off of Church Road, Erta, Utah. The well has since been constructed and I assume operational. I have begun the process to subdivide the property into 42 1-acre lots. In doing this, it has come to my attention that there is now 2 well protection zones that are encumbering the entirety of the trust property. Tooele County Health Department informed me that even though the property is zoned 1-acre lots, I could not develop any smaller than 5-acre lots because of septic tanks are not allowed in Area 2 of Culinary Protection Zone. Oh, that is. Please see the diagram. She included the drawing that the health department gave her. We sold the property. It was disclosed to us that SPID would encumber the SPID would. It was not disclosed to us that SPID would encumber any other property except the 1 acre that was deeded to them. This protection zone that has been applied to the rest of the property causes significant damage and devaluation of our property. The health department said that the easiest solution would be for SPID to serve the property with the necessary services to fully develop the property into 1 acre lots. I'm trusting that you'll be good neighbors and allow this to happen. So, when I was going to buy this property a long time ago, I don't know how long we worked on it, but I acquired an easement on Rabbit Lane that goes all the way down down there. This kind of got put on the back burner. And in the meantime, the one acre for the well gets purchased, and she wasn't aware. And I quite frankly wasn't. I mean, I didn't really think about the protection zones, and very much until we started doing our own well up there. And all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, we can't do this because it's septics." But anyway, so I think for that reason, it's probably appropriate to serve that property.
Where would the sewer tie into your line that you're putting in for Ochre Point?
It wouldn't be Ochre Point, it would be Aberdeen. It would go down Rabbit Lane, gravity fin down Rabbit Lane to Aberdeen. Not Aberdeen, yeah.
Whatever's in front of
Stallion
the school?
Way. It'd go down, don't you have one in front of Lori's house?
Yeah, because isn't that where it bends and goes up to...
Reserve?
We don't have anything in front of Wachowski's.
No, but it would have to go down to Wachowski's at the intersection, is what he's saying.
Yeah, it would have to go to Bates Canyon. Don't you have something in Bates Canyon in Aberdeen?
Yeah, because we have to, because that's what goes to the reserve.
And I think the junior high is there. It must be, because...
Well, that's where the junior high is. That's
it gets rancid now. You drive back there sometimes. Hmm.
Would have that information been disclosed on that? As far as the
protection zone wouldn't be.
I asked.
No, it wasn't disclosed. I didn't even cross my mind when we bought the property for a well. And honestly, the county's probably enacted new laws and ordinances where 10 years ago or 5 years ago it might not.
Yeah, I don't know when they enacted it, but it was kind of a shock to it was Taylor, so it's recently. So. Taylor Palmer's the one that said. Sent the drawing to her. Mm-hmm. But.
Taylor Palmer? Pine Canyon Taylor Palmer.
The best six.
Wait, there's a Dean Palmer, there's a Kerry Palmer, okay. Taylor Palmer, yeah. Pine Canyon.
Taylor Palmer's the best 6'3" center you'll ever see. He won the state championship with Tooele. He was our tallest guy. Hmm. He would. Solid.
Huh. Nice. This one's 50 acres?
Well, what are your thoughts, yes. Brett, on this?
Again, we'll need a well site if we agree to serve it. I don't
you
know how
it.
That...
It's on there.
That's to serve the existing developments. Me and Brandon can put together a few recommendations for both commercial property and this, and then we can come back after we've had some time to review it.
Yeah, do that for these guys. And I would say if there was any chance that those rules were in existence, as far as the zones, then we ought to be really good neighbors and try to help her. But if that was something that the county did after the fact, then I think we do what we can to see if we can service it.
Okay.
Are they proposed to be 1 acre? She wants to put 1 acre.
So there's 41
lots.
I don't know. Can't remember what her letter said.
So you're not going to be part of that development?
Maybe. She's.
This is for her?
Yeah, it'll be for her. It'll be whatever agreement's in the name of her trust.
Okay.
Right. She really does not like public meetings. She'll come and...
I don't either.
Yeah.
So. Item number 5, update on the water or wastewater treatment and related facilities.
We are in the process of completing what the state is requiring and calling a waste load analysis. I met with Brendan last week in his office for 3 hours, and we went through and started the application process. We put out for bid the groundwater monitoring wells. We received those bids today. We'll talk about that on an agenda item down below. And then We're in the process right now of building the road for the test wells. I should say placing gravel on top of the dirt road so we can get down there in the wet weather. And all this will be paid for through impact fees on our sewer treatment upgrade capital facilities plan portion. What else, Brendan?
Since last board meeting, we met with Lewis Robertson Young, and hammered through some technicalities of how to distribute costs. That's something you don't need to have explained to you in 3 hours, but it is a little bit complicated with wholesaling and impact fees and existing users mixed up in a bag of trying to comply with new phosphorus and ammonia standards and those costs, so everything doesn't just fold in tongue and groove. So we did get some feedback from them, and we're working through a better distribution that he thinks is more in line with impact fee law.
Okay. Anything else on that item?
No.
Item number six, three groundwater monitoring wells for sewer upgrade treatment project with update and authorization to award bid to the lowest responsive bidder.
One thing on the last item. We do have bidding documents ready to go out for the sewer line sewer line in Village Boulevard. Hopefully we'll be getting that out for bid here in the next couple weeks. But I forgot about that. Bids were due at 3:00 today on these groundwater monitoring wells. We received one bid from TSJ Construction out of Cleveland, Utah, and another bid from Zimmerman LLC.
Okay.
The one bid from TSJ Construction was roughly $99,000. Zimmerman's bid was $24,000. So just wanted to get the approval from the board once we do our due diligence and we make sure we check the boxes. Just want to get authorization from the board that we can award the bid to the and sign the contracts to the lowest responsive bidder.
Which would be Zimmerman.
Should be Zimmerman, however they didn't give us a bid bond.
Is this the same Zimmerman that services wells?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been around a while.
They've been around a long time.
And we've worked with them.
They're very reputable. There's no question in their bid. I've had personal conversations with him several times. I don't have any problem with awarding the bid to them. I just don't know how critical it is.
Well, we did put a clause in the TEP contract documents to give you the ability to waive all technicalities and things like that so that you can do what is in, quote, the best interest of the district. So
based on that, I already know that Zimmerman's well reputable and there's not going to be any issues. Okay.
So I entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the authorization to award the sewer upgrade treatment project to the lowest responsive bidder.
It's the groundwater
monitoring wells for the sewer upgrade treatment project.
Have a motion, need a second?
I second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All three of us can. Let's see here. Item number seven, approval of the 2026 board meeting dates.
So I don't know what they are, but I'll just make that.
So moved. I'll motion that we approve those.
Jake, you are out of January 1, December 25th.
All right, those are approved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So,
I may have to shift one of them or two of them, but I'll let you know when I get further. It's the summertime ones.
No problem.
Item number eight, employee reviews and approval.
So on our reviews this year, 2026, COLA is 2.8%, and the merit increases range from anywhere from 1% to 4% across the board for the employees. I talked to Neil and Jake individually. Brock, I didn't chat with you, but so that's kind of where we ended up shaking out on our reviews this year for the employees. We did hire a temporary person that's working 28 hours per week. She just started on Monday.
Is she temporary?
Temporary or part-time?
Sorry, part-time.
Okay. You told us part. Told me part-time earlier.
Just temporarily, temporarily during the day.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Urta City, Lake Point, temporary, part-time, you know, that does
yeah. Interchangeable.
Yeah.
Got it. Or Jake, questions?
No, I did. Brett went over with me earlier today, and I don't have any questions or comments.
Okay. Same for me. I know that at some point you get to worry about if the gap out at certain ranges, but I don't think we've made a decision on any of that, so.
That'd be my only comment. I mean, in my own fields, and I'm sure all of yours, there's a certain point, even when there's longevity of, like, you know, certain, I guess, skill sets, for lack of a better word, like my mechanics top out at a certain point. I've had mechanics for 40 years at our business. Just because they've been with us 40 years doesn't mean they make more than the project managers or, you know, the foreman or a certain skill set. And that's my only concern is we may have some of that. You can't go back. What's done is done. Mm-hmm. But if there are certain skill sets that are above that, I would say, you know, okay.
Or maybe in the future you just take each position, and each position has a starting range and a cap. But not, this is your high level or your high water mark, and here's your low water mark, right?
Yeah.
And you're not going to go beyond that at a certain point, because just at some point you can't have a $200,000 secretary, right?
So. Correct.
Right. That's my only comment on it. That's, you know, I think that's fair in any industry, and I think that ought to be somewhat, you know, I think it ought to be adopted, you know, obviously in the future, but that's not for me to say at this point, but that's my feelings at this. And
as we exit, that's our exit review. I'll entertain a motion.
I motion to approve the employee reviews at, is that it?
Probably approval of their.
And approval of the.
Increases.
Increases.
I have a motion, need a second.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All three in favor, Kenny? All right, item number seven, close the board meeting and open the 2026 budget hearing for the public comment. As we don't have any public here, we'll still have to open it and then go in and talk about it.
Yep. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Entertain a motion.
I'll
make a motion to close the regular board meeting and open the 2026 budget hearing for public comment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jake's a second on that.
Okay, now.
All right.
Do you have a comment, Brett, from the public?
Is there any public here?
Yeah, no.
No.
All right, so do we need to discuss anything about the budget while we're in that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to close our public comment and budget meeting for 2026.
Yeah.
And reopen the board meeting.
I'll make a motion to close the 2026 budget public comment and also reopen the board.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Approve the 2026 budget and adoption of resolution 2025-12A.
Anything we discuss, Brent?
No.
I motion to approve the 2026 budget and adoption of this resolution 2025-12A.
Need a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Approval of minutes from the November 18th, 2025, 17-minute meeting.
I motion to approve meeting minutes from November 18th, 2025.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Brett, manager operation report. Anything you need to share with us there?
I don't have anything else to add unless you have any questions.
I don't.
No.
Okay. Approved financials and warrants.
I motion to approve the financial warrants dated December 16th, 2025, with a total of $137,019.29.
I have a motion. Need a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Petitions, communications, and public comment. Anything sent to us, Brett, that we need to be aware of?
Nope.
Motion that we adjourn?
I'll second that.
Yeah, I'll third it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Gentlemen, it's been a fun run.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Meeting is adjourned at 4:50 p.m.